This is what's trending today. Who wants to be a billionaire? For a $2 ticket, people have a chance to win the Mega Millions record-breaking lottery jackpot of $1.6 billion. The drawing is on Tuesday night in the United States. People also have a chance at winning the Powerball jackpot, which is now up to $620 million. That drawing will be on Wednesday night. Mega Millions is a lottery game played in 44 American states, as well as Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The winning ticket must match six numbers, from 1 to 70. Several states permit online ticket purchases. Out-of-state or overseas purchases are not permitted. The first Mega Millions drawing was on May 17, 2002. That winner received a jackpot of $28 million, a small amount compared to this week's jackpot. The most recent Mega Millions drawing on October 19th was for a jackpot of $1 billion. But no one won. It was the 25th drawing in a row that did not result in a winner. About 280 million tickets were sold for the October 19th drawing. Those tickets covered 60% of all possible number combinations. So, what are your chances of winning the $1.6 billion jackpot this time? Very, very small. The financial website The Motley Fool says the chance of someone winning the Mega Millions jackpot is 1 in 302,575,350. The chance is a little better with the Powerball. It is 1 in 292,201,338. You are more likely to get struck by lightning than win the jackpot, at least in the United States. The National Weather Service says a person has about a 1 in a million chance of getting hit. You are much more likely to get accepted to Harvard University. The Ivy League school accepted 5% of its 39,000 applicants for its 2021 class. That is a 1 in 20 chance. Americans even have a better chance at becoming president than they do at winning this week's jackpot. The U.S. population is about 326 million. There are about 10 presidents in an average lifetime. So a person's chances at becoming president are 1 in 32.6 million. However, the U.S. Constitution requires that a person be at least 35 years old and a natural-born citizen to be elected president. And that's what's trending today. I'm Ashley Thompson.